This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you get to take control of the airways if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. It's a totally free website. Lots of stuff on there. freetalklive.com. On the way, the question is it murder to let a kid die? One judge has decided that, a young boy, a very young boy, 18 months old, has to continue being kept alive, even though he's going to live a terrible, terrible life. We'll give you the details on that. Also, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Right now, though, let's jump into Scientology. Something we haven't talked about in quite a while. We explored it a while back, maybe over a year and a half ago on the show. It's been a long time since we've discussed this crackpot, nutty religion.
Aren't they all?
Well, yes, they are, in my opinion. But this one's really nutty, and it has to do with taking people's money. We'll explore that in just a moment, but first we'll give you the story, because there's a conflict between Scientologists and South Park. You know, South Park, the Comedy Central show, worshipped by millions.
It's made fun of just about everything.
Yeah, there's no sacred cow on South Park. Well, the battle between, according to Variety, the battle between South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone, I'd like to insert, both of those guys, as far as I know, are libertarians.
How could they not be?
And Scientology is escalating. The dust-up gained steam last week when Isaac Hayes, a practicing Scientologist who has long been a voice of the character Chef on the show, quit after objecting to a South Park episode called Trapped in the Closet, which lampooned both...
What? He objected to that one? That was about, like, wow.
Okay, now explain what it was. What?
That episode was about Tom Cruise, and they had Tom Cruise trapped in the closet, which had not really all that much to do with Scientology.
Well, it claims that the episode lampooned both Scientology and Tom Cruise. That's what the article's claiming.
Well, it did make fun of him.
It made fun of Scientology. It obviously took a few shots at Scientology, and it was enough to anger Isaac Hayes enough to have him quit the show.
Well, they took a lot of shots at Scientology on one particular one.
Well, they take shots at religion all the time, and it's funny because Isaac Hayes is just now saying that he has a problem with South Park's views on religion. He didn't say Scientology. He said religion.
Really?
Yeah.
Well... The thing is he's probably been approached by whomever is important to him, and they say,
Xenu wrapped a little tentacle around his brain.
We'll explain what Xenu is in a moment. The skirmish continued this week when Comedy Central abruptly pulled a repeat of that particular episode that was scheduled to air on Wednesday evening, showing instead another memorable feature, which was the Salty Balls feature. Blog reports pegged the mysterious episode switch to objections raised by Cruise, who the report stated threatened to not promote Mission Impossible 3, the summer tentpole for Viacom-owned Paramount. So the suggestion here, and by the way, Cruise's spokesperson is denying that Cruise ever made this threat. The suggestion here is Viacom obviously owns both Paramount and
Comedy Central.
And so after Isaac Hayes quit, Tom Cruise came to them and said, hey, I'm not going to promote your hot movie this summer unless you pull that show from your repeat episode file. And so all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they yanked the show and replaced it with another one. So it's kind of suspicious behavior. Nobody's really talking about it. Spokesman for Cruise says he didn't say ever any such thing. While the South Park creators didn't directly comment on Comedy Central's decision to pull the episode, they did issue an unusual statement to the Daily Variety indicating the battle's not over. Here's what they said. So, Scientology, you may have won this battle, but the million-year war for Earth has just begun. Temporarily anonizing our episode will not stop us from keeping Ephesians forever trapped in your pitiful man bodies. Curses and drat. You've obstructed us for now, but your feeble bid to save humanity will fail. Hail Xenu!
Who said this?
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Awesome.
They signed the statement. They signed it. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, servants of the Dark Lord Xenu.
Oh, wow. So you're glad that I just sent you to the to Xenu.net. Yes. So that now you have information, because you didn't know what that meant before before I sent you here to read about a little bit about what's going on. Because
it had been explained to me once before, but it's been 2 years since we last talked about it.
I don't know. I hate religion so much, all of them, that I like to keep up on the crackpottery about all different religions.
The last time I saw the word, I thought it was Ephesians, but it's Thetans?
It's Thetans.
Yeah. Thetans. Well, okay. Here's Xenu.net, X-E-N-U.net. In a nutshell, according to this person, who I presume has been involved, he's an ex-Scientologist. The Church of Scientology is a vicious and dangerous cult that masquerades as a religion. Its purpose is to make money. It practices a variety of mind control techniques on people lured into its midst to gain control over their money and their lives. Its aim is to take from them every penny that they have and that they can ever borrow, and also to enslave them to further its wicked ends. Now, as I understood it from the last time we discussed it, the way it works is you are brought into the Church of Scientology, and then you discover that there are different levels that you can achieve. And it costs you money. Lots of money to actually reach these levels. And the levels have to do with this story, the story of Xenu. Now, Xenu was supposed to have gathered up all... He's an alien, okay? He's supposed to have gathered up all of the overpopulation in one sector of the galaxy, brought them to Earth, and then exterminated them using hydrogen bombs. The souls of these murdered people are then supposed to infest the body of everyone who's currently alive.
Oh, it's kind of like when Satan led the rebellion, the angel of light, Lucifer led the rebellion in heaven, and God cast them down, and now they're on earth, and they force people, they're called demons, and they force people to do things.
Maybe. They're called body thetans. On the advanced levels of Scientology, a person audits out these body thetans telepathically by getting them to re-experience their being...
See, now I've got more than one soul. I mean, often Christians are telling me I have no soul. I don't know who to listen to.
Well, they're telling... The Scientologists say you have multiple thetans in your body, and it's because of this extermination
I feel them crackling with energy.
By Xenu. apparently, at the upper levels of Scientology, when you pay them to do their audit, they audit the thetans out of your body telepathically by getting the thetans to re-experience their being exterminated by the hydrogen bombs. So, if you're following me on this, so people on these levels assume...
Did they do that in like a microwave? They just kind of leave the door open or something?
Who knows what they do? So people on this, it's kind of secretive. You don't know until you've actually paid to get up to those levels.
Well, if you go to these certain types of preachers, they'll cast the demons out of you.
Right.
Oh, like you're talking about like the laying on of hands? Like.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have demons cast out of you.
I've actually heard about that, the revival stuff or whatever. That's interesting, too. I've heard about they had a revivalist come down to my college several years ago. And I had a friend who was, I don't know if he's an atheist or he didn't believe in a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
He was a lot like me in that way. And he went and he said it was... the most insane thing that he's ever seen he was just very violent in the way he did it and had people crying and just...
Was it one of these guys that he pushes people and saves them, that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. And it just apparently was a huge guy. And it was... The stories that I heard from that were very, very interesting.
You've been saved!
Just, you know, grabbing people and, like, pushing them down and just holding them in weird ways and...
Well, anyway, here's the rest of the story on Xenu. So people on the upper levels of Scientology assume all of their bad thoughts and faulty memories are due to the body thetans infesting every part of their body and influencing them mentally.
They're not your memories. They are the memories of the thetans.
So when you're walking down the streets and you think a bad thought to yourself about somebody passing by you, that wasn't your brain that did that. It was the thetan that influenced you. And so that means you have to go back and get some more treatment from the Church of Scientology.
Because you're naturally all goodness and light.
Many Scientologists go raving mad at this point, if they have not yet done so already. There's more to explore about Scientology. If you've got comments...
They start jumping on couches.
800-259-9231. That's toll-free.
1-800-259-9231.
We also have the Xenu line. If you're out there, Xenu, you can dial in. 800, I'm kidding about that one.
Xenu could...
He could come on the air if he's a really powerful alien. He could just break into the broadcast.
He'd
come on the air. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about Scientology in mere moments.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as the distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, Friday edition of the show. Hour number three, we're inside of it right now. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join the fun over the bulletin board system. Over 90,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people interacting. Fun stuff and serious issues. You'll find them all discussed on the Free Talk Live BBS. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You know, I was browsing through this Xenu site, Xenu.net, X-E-N-U.net. If you want to learn all about Scientology, this wacky, zany, so-called this religion that was created by L. Ron Hubbard back in the 50s.
It must be fun to make your own religion.
Well, apparently...
Yeah, The quote by L. Ron Hubbard is, if you want to become truly wealthy, make your own religion.
And exactly, that's why he did it. Yep. He did it to make money. The whole religion is about making money. It's, it tells its believers that they have these things called thetans in their body, and that in order to get the thetans
out... a science fiction writer wrote a religion about aliens.
Right.
Hmm.
In order to get the thetans out, they have to have audits. And these audits cost big bucks. And so the more you pay, the more thetans you can get out of your system, and then you keep raising levels. You keep going up in levels in Scientology until you're either bankrupt or you go up to the top level, I guess.
So does that mean that Tom Cruise is a... top level?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I presume he's near the top if he's not up at the top. Mm. And one of the reasons why it became a religion was it was just a plot to make money at first, but apparently L. Ron Hubbard turned it into a religion for tax purposes.
Mm.
Because when you're a religion, you get to own land and not have to pay property tax on it. I don't even know what the other tax benefits are, but I'm sure there are extra tax benefits involved in,
I imagine
a religion. So he turned it into a religion and managed to recruit followers who've managed to recruit followers, and it's just insane. I was reading this website, and it's just nutty stuff.
There are some anti-Scientology people. There's a site now called FreeKatie.net. It's actually
Tom Cruise's girlfriend?
Yeah, Katie Holmes,
right.
Who they think that she's now being mind-warped by Scientology.
That's what they do. Who was it that told me? Somebody told me that they went down to the local office for the Church of Scientology here in Sarasota, where we're doing the show from, and apparently when you go in...
Oh, I've seen them out and around town. There's a video somewhere, actually. One of my friends here had taken a video of the Scientology people doing audits and whatnot. And,
really?
Yeah, a real, like, more atheist than me guy went up and just started asking them all sorts of fun questions on camera.
Wait, so. They do these... they do the audits in public?
Oh, yeah.
That seems to me like they would want to keep that private.
They don't do the entire... This is sort of the introductory thing.
Right.
You know, this... You know,
this is an introductory audit.
You get a chance
process.
To get a pamphlet. Are you feeling depressed? Sit
they
down.
Have a special machine where you hold these, like, metal bars, like, that are connected to wires, and you hold those, and they're supposed to be able to read things from you.
Oh, my.
Well, it's got to be like one of these radon gas detectors that always finds whatever it's looking for, you know?
Yeah. It's a scam. But they believe it. It's a scam, and at the same time, they fully are invested in it, and they fully believe it. Anyway, what I was going to say was this friend of mine that went in to get some info on Scientology, apparently the old man that was working at the office at the time put him into this room with a television display, and they play this video for you, which is essentially the very beginning of the brainwashing. He said it was just really aggravating how slow the man on the video was talking, and it was just sort of like, I don't know how exactly it was, but it was definitely brainwashing techniques, that kind of thing. It was just, it would be interesting to go and explore just to see how wacky this stuff really is. And if you want to go to xenu.net, you can kind of get a taste for it, xenu.net. But to the phones we go. Let's go to, you can take control of the airways. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Walt.
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Well, you know, I'm not going to touch Scientology. I personally believe in Jesus, so, you know. I mean, and I don't care whether somebody else does or not. I think you should, but, you know, everybody has a right to do whatever they want to do, I suppose.
Well, probably because you have thetans inhabiting your body.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I never heard Walt laugh like that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, gentlemen.
I heard
you read that Vietnam vet story last night.
Yeah, we had a story from a Vietnam veteran who was explaining what it was like to go through war, how it ages you. How did you feel about that?
Well, other than it bringing chills to my spine, it also brought tears to my eyes.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to really touch home with anybody that has been in war, and for the rest of us who have not, it was just an interesting perspective.
But, gentlemen, I want to say this. I don't know when that guy arrived, but when I arrived, myself and Ronnie and the others...
When you were green?
Yeah, arrived on a C-130, and that was all that was bringing the troops in at the time. And when the live bodies were removed from the plane, body bags replaced us.
Yikes. That's a nice little welcome, huh?
Yeah.
How did that feel when you were getting off the plane, seeing that happen in front of you?
My first question to Ronnie was, because he was just a little bit, he was about 6 months older than I was, and, you know, he was bigger, you know, and mm-hmm. I was still a little scrawny runt. And, by the way, I still do have some of my faded equipment from that time.
Mm-hmm.
Very faded, in fact.
So your first question to Ronnie was what?
Is that what I think that is?
Hmm. Yes, it was.
And he said, you know, I think it is, Walt. I said, oh, man. I said, well, I said, you know, thank God we're not going to end up that way.
Except he did, didn't he?
Hmm.
Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, Walt.
And I didn't find out that Vietnam was a lie until somewhere in the 80s.
Wow, you came home
that,
you...
that the two patrol boats that supposedly attacked the American destroyer...
In the Gulf of Tonkin?
In the Gulf of Tonkin was a lie.
Manufactured by the United States government.
I look at it this way now, as if two kitty cats, which my dogs like to bark at when they see them running around outside of our perimeter here...
As they should, they're good dogs.
I mean, that would be like two of the kitty cats wanting to jump on one of my pit bulls.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably, I'm sure that the, when they look at the kitty, they're saying to themselves, here, kitty, kitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
It was totally manufactured, totally set up by our government.
Two patrol, you know, see, and I never knew what was going on. I mean, I was gung-ho. Ronnie's dad was a retired Marine. My dad was retired Navy.
You were going to defend freedom.
We were going to go kill a commie for money.
Yep. You know, they don't try to attract older men or people who are going to ask questions like this. They want to get younger men who just want to get an automatic weapon in their hands.
Brainwashing. It's brainwashing.
No, I was already familiar with hunting, and I was an excellent shot. I qualified as an expert with everything I picked up. But like that gentleman, unlike the gentleman last night that you mentioned, by the time I was 20, I was already a sergeant because I was in such hot areas.
Well, we appreciate your call as always and the expertise, and we're glad you made it out in one piece. Thanks, and we'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Friday show, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our website, a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit your internet connection. So go and tune in for free online, freetalklive.com. Still to come, a nun has been charged with perjury. She's in a bit of trouble. Well, she was. We'll give you the details there. But actually, let's go to the hospital room first. Johnson, what do we got?
All right. This is a very interesting story, and I'm a little torn on how to react to this, and we'll see what you guys think. A high court judge on Wednesday refused a request from doctors to turn off a ventilator keeping alive an 18-month-old boy with incurable spinal muscular atrophy. The boy's parents had opposed their request, arguing that although he was severely physically disabled, the boy could still enjoy spending time with his family.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did he have? Spinal what?
Incurable spinal muscular atrophy.
18 months old, incurable spinal muscular atrophy. The article does describe that a little bit better, doesn't it?
Not incredibly, no. It's the muscles.
I think I have a version of
this. Probably the muscles around his spine.
Atrophy,
which means that they no longer function, which means that his spine is just going to collapse.
And he can't stand up straight.
Right.
Or at all.
So it says that the parents are arguing that the boy can still enjoy time with his family. However, the doctor says, I am not persuaded that it is currently in the best interests of the boy to continue ventilation, with the inevitable result that he would immediately die.
No,
was the judge. That was what the judge said.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors had told the court that the boy cannot breathe for himself and has to be fed through a tube and can only move his eyebrows, feet, and his fingers very slightly. While they acknowledge that the baby, who cannot be identified for legal reasons, is not mentally impaired, they say his condition will inevitably get worse and end in his total paralysis. But the parents want their son to be allowed to return home with them. The case was believed to be the first in which doctors had asked to allow a patient who is not a persistent vegetative state to die.
Yeah, that's an interesting little situation. Do you think the parents in this case that want their 18-month-old baby with this terrible, terrible physical problem, do you think that they are religious? Do you think they're one of those kinds of people that just don't want the doctors to touch their kid, that sort of thing? Or do you think that they just, for some reason, are totally crazy and that they believe that their child's going to have a good life somehow, magically?
It's weird. They want the child to come home with them, though. Isn't that going to make, you know...
If he's on a ventilator now, he's going to die.
Well, if he's on a ventilator now and they take him home,
they want to bring the ventilator home.
But are they going to bring the ventilator home and just
feed him through a tube?
I don't know. What are they going to do? You know, how's that all going to work?
How long could it last? If you bring the kid home, how long could this go on for before he gets totally incapacitated?
I mean, to me, it's like the reverse of abortion almost, because in this case, it's almost inhumane to keep the kid alive and... But should it be the parents' right? You know, it's their child. If that's what they want to do, keep the kid alive, even though it's totally inhumane and cruel to do.
That's an interesting question.
Should it be their right to decide?
I guess that the way I would see it is that the parents get to choose, and as long as the hospital isn't forced to keep the child on...
Now, do both parents get to choose, or should it only be the mother?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, what if dad wants to put his son to death, or allow his son to die? Because that's what they're talking about, pulling the ventilator and just allowing him to die.
Well, I've got to say, I think it should be 50-50. But,
in which case, then the judge would have to
make nobody else agrees with me on 50-50 because God knows it's the woman's right to choose.
No. Now, wait a minute, Manwich. We've discussed this before. I think it's the woman's right to choose while the baby's still inside her womb, but after you've had the birth, it's absolutely a 50-50 situation.
Well, why isn't it my child when it's in her womb?
Because you're not doing any work at that point.
Well, am I doing work now?
Yeah, but then again, you also took the kind of non-freedom stance on the whole, should the father not, you know, have a right to abstain from paying if he, you know, didn't want to have any sort of part in taking care of a child.
Under our current law, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, you never approach any other issue that way, though.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand why suddenly on this issue Ian's all about our current law.
You don't seem to understand what... I'm going to go over this one more time for the last time.
You really don't want to talk about it because you've been busted.
No, I haven't been busted. Under the current law, that's the situation.
Who cares about the current law?
Would you let me finish what I'm going to say? Under the current law, that is the situation. I said that the way it should be is you should have a contract. Regardless of whether or not the current law exists, you should have a contract with the person you're having sex with.
You also answered that in the absence of a contract, that
in the absence of the contract,
the current law system.
In the absence of the contract, we currently have this law.
What about in a libertarian society? What about in a libertarian society? If there is an absence of contract? Are you going to use force in the absence of an agreement?
No, and I answered that, and I thought I made that clear. In the absence of law, there would absolutely be contracts. I mean, because they would start to develop as a result of people.
What if somebody
not
forgot
to agree?
What if somebody, in the heat of the moment, a couple had sex, they didn't sign a contract.
They didn't have
a rolling contract in advance for some reason. Maybe they were too young.
In that case, they've taken a risk, haven't they? And then the woman will.
But then, do you employ legal force on them?
No, there wouldn't be law, would there?
Right, absolutely.
But however,
so the woman's stuck. However,
you're ignoring the fact that without government law, there would be private law. There would be insurance companies. There would be contracts governing your behavior. You would have a contract governing your behavior
if you signed in.
If you had agreed to it with
a protection
company. Yes, you would want protection, presumably, from women who would possibly put holes in your condom, and a woman might want some sort of protection from certain things men could do.
I've wrote a very long thread about what I consider would be a great idea is to have rolling contracts, where you sign something in advance that says what your behavior will be, because you've agreed to it. So somebody who... you know, absolutely agrees that every time that they want a child and that they want to take care of a child would have that and have that available on record so that a woman could specifically opt to choose that person.
Absolutely.
And say, look, and so another person could say, look, absolutely, I will not have a child. I will not have responsibility for it. And have that be open and right there.
I agree with you, man. I'm totally in agreement with you. Yeah. I think contracts are the answer here. And if I didn't make that clear before, I'm going to make it clear now. If regardless of what the law says today, if you have a contract prior to your sexual encounter, that's what I think would supersede it.
I just think that absent a contract, you can't force responsibility on someone because... there are always going to be certain people that aren't going to take it. You know, just because someone else's idea of morality or idea of force...
I agree with that. I never said that anybody should be forced to do anything.
Okay.
I just said that I think that it's wrong. I thought that it was wrong that Manwich wanted to get out of that responsibility. I just think it should be something that you take responsibility for. And Manwich was arguing that he should be free to not do that. And okay, yeah,
here's my disagreement with you on that. Is that if a man specifically says, look, I don't want a child, and says, look, I'll pay for an abortion, but I'm not paying for a child,
right?
That should be their choice to make.
And he should say that up front in a contract before he has sex.
I think that should be said up front in a contract, but if it's not said, then...
But if it's not said in a contract...
it's still his choice.
It should be fair... between the male and the female. It's
right,
not
because
currently.
Then it's the woman who would take the risk by having sex with a man like that. She'd be taking the risk of...
she's taking the risk of, you know, a lot of things by having sex at all.
You keep arguing with me, and I'm agreeing with you guys. She would be, in this particular situation, she would be risking the fact that by having sex with a guy that doesn't want a kid, she's risking that she could get a kid and have him not pay for it in that situation. So therefore, she hopefully would choose to not have sex with that guy. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Over 1,000 of our listeners around the world have plotted themselves on the Free Talk Live listener map, and you can too. Just go to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself to it. It's totally free. map.freetalklive.com. Did we want to continue with this this young 18-month-old boy with the muscular whatever it was? What was it?
Spinal muscular atrophy.
Where the doctors had basically said, "Look, you guys, your parents, this your son is going to become totally paralyzed."
Yeah, basically, the muscular support structure around his spine is going to atrophy, and then his muscles will no longer be able to support his spine, and he'll just curl up like a...
He's already being fed... he's already being fed through a tube. He can't breathe for himself. He's on a ventilator. Yet his parents want to take him home. They believe that he could possibly enjoy spending time with his family. Can you imagine that? If they managed to keep this kid alive, can you imagine being this young man and growing up on a hospital bed?
He's going to grow up.
Yeah, how long could you possibly last?
It's hard to diagnose, and obviously the doctors don't want him to go home or don't believe that he'll do well there. I don't know. It's
and
his family.
And the judge ruled in the favor of the family. The judge says, you got to keep him alive. And this is actually happening over in London, so I'm presuming...
I'm torn on this because I'm kind of on the side of... you know, at once, I think it's kind of inhumane to say that, you know, this child's going to live a horrible, miserable life. I don't know about pain. I don't know.
There's another factor
here. But at the same
here.
Time, the same factor, though, that I think, I don't think that the judge should necessarily be involved. But then again, I don't think, if this is the family's decision, it certainly isn't the doctor's decision.
Well, now, hold on. There's another factor here that I don't think the article certainly is not touching on. But let's remember, this is London. And to my knowledge, there's a pretty socialized healthcare system over there. I could be wrong
yes.
about that. But in this case, let's presume that there is, because I'm pretty sure there is. And the state is likely the entity that's paying to keep this baby alive. I find it hard to believe that the parents are. But let's think about this. What if the parents were 100% responsible for the costs involved in keeping their baby alive? Do you think they might change their opinion on whether or not they think the baby should be alive at that point if they were the ones being charged thousands of dollars per week or however much it costs to keep a kid on a ventilator? What do you think? Do you think they might change their opinion?
The parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might very well change their opinion.
Because now, if it's a socialized health system, money's not an issue. They're getting free health care, and so, hey, keep our kid on that ventilator.
The judge, that's kind of interesting, because the judge is the one that's voting to keep them alive right now.
That's true.
And it's tax money that's being spent, so I don't know.
Why would the judge vote in that fashion?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. It's a bizarre situation.
Yeah, it's bizarre also just because it's the doctor that's the one who's saying, look, he's going to have a horrible life. But I don't think that it's either definitely don't think it's the judge's decision. I don't think it's the doctor's decision.
Well, if
decision.
It is a state-run health
I think it's the family decision.
It would be the family's decision if they were paying for it. But in this case, if the state is paying for it, then it is the judge's decision, then, isn't it? Maybe the judge is just trying to look like he's nice to families.
No, I don't agree.
It's a state-run health care. The state's the one paying the bills, just like with Terry Schiavo.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
I don't feel it matters.
I don't understand your point.
It's the families. It's their choice. Do they own the child? No, they own the health care.
Do they own? They own the healthcare system. You're saying because they pay in via taxes that they own the socialized healthcare system?
Right. I mean, I suppose they could stop opting to pay for the healthcare, but they can't say, "Look, we need to end this child's life." No, that's not their decision. Not ever.
The parents can't say that take their kid off a ventilator?
No, the parents could say. I'm saying that it's the parents' decision. You're saying that it should be the state's decision. No, it should never be the state's decision.
No, it should be the parents' decision, but it is the state's decision because they're in charge of the healthcare system.
No, I disagree. The state can only say, we'll stop paying for the ventilator, but the state can't say, we're taking this child off for the ventilator.
Well, here's the thing. In practical occurrence, because the state's doing it, the state appears to have, to most people, the right to make the decision. And they certainly do have a little more right to make the decision because now they're paying all the bills.
No,
they're
they
in
have
control
the right to
of
take,
the health of everyone.
They have the right to take the child off of their ventilator.
And if the parents wanted to go out and buy their own ventilator, then they could put it back on.
Yes,
I suppose.
But there's no private health care in England. They can't go get a ventilator.
There is some very expensive private health care.
Yeah, wherever there's a public health care, wherever there's a government health care system, there's also a private one.
Sometimes.
A government one?
Well, now, sometimes there is. Sometimes it's been outlawed, though, Johnson.
Well, then it's just black market.
Yeah, then it still exists.
Right, get yourself a black
market. It's like saying there's no drugs in America.
Right.
Well, we have laws against drugs here in this country. There's no drugs here.
Black market organs, I mean.
Well, some other judges, in this case, here's another judge-related case for you. In Idaho, a magistrate has dismissed a perjury charge against a former nun who had been accused of concealing her religious beliefs in order to get on a jury, then disregarding a judge's instructions by saying during deliberations that she answered to a higher authority. The charge was dismissed against Ms. Carol Jeanette Asher, age 67. Let's see, she lives in a covenant community called Dove of the Valley, started by a former Phoenix police officer, and promoted as a place where like-minded constitutionalists could live free from excessive government control. I have a feeling you might be free from excessive government control, but it sounds to me like there might be a lot of, religious control there. Asher had been accused of not revealing that she may have had political or religious conflict during jury questioning. Then disregarding the judge's rule of the law at the trial of a man whose work pickup was searched by police. Now, get this. This woman actually thought she ruled not guilty because she thought that the police should not be able to search cars. So she sort of was nullifying here. We'll get into some details. She was using jury nullification, and she was facing a perjury charge as a result of it.
And we'll tell you why coming up. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free on our website. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, $3 a month is all we ask, and that'll make you an amplifier. A Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 200 of our listeners actually are. You can do it for $3 a month, and what we do is we take that in, we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We turn it around into promotion for Free Talk Live. It helps get the show on more radio stations. It helps get more people on the internet to listen to our show, and it makes a big difference. And it's totally voluntary. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the perks that you get as an amplifier. Also learn about the goals that we have. So we got these little mini goals along the path towards our final goal, which is to reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a nun. She's 67 years old, and she was facing a perjury charge. She was sitting on a jury. She did not reveal while she was on the jury that she had religious beliefs, that she might have had beliefs in conflict with the law in this case. And what happened was she was on a case with which was involving a man whose work pickup was searched by the police. The police then found methamphetamine. The defense argued that the drugs could have belonged to anyone with the company who used that truck. The judge in this particular case had instructed the jury that the search of the truck was legal. So the judge said, this was a legal search. And any questions about the legality of the search should not weigh into the jury's decision. However, others who served with the jury with this woman, this nun, testified Tuesday that she told them during deliberations that she would vote not guilty based on her belief that authorities had no right to search the vehicle. So she nullified this verdict. The problem was, she told the other jurors about that. See, we've talked about jury nullification before here on this show, and it's a fantastic concept. It's, as you pointed out many times, man, which it's what ended alcohol prohibition, because people were these alcohol cases were being taken to court, and the juries would keep coming back with not guilty, even though it was obvious that the person had broken the law. They were saying not guilty because they disagreed with the law. Well, in this case, this woman's doing the same thing. She said not guilty because she didn't think that cops should be able to search your vehicle in that fashion. And the problem is, these days, if you reveal that information while you're in deliberations, if you reveal that info that you are nullifying a verdict, you can get faced with, as she did, with a perjury charge or possibly worse.
You know,
so you have to conceal it. You have to just say not guilty and, I guess, not give a reason.
It is powerful, and it could be used to end the drug war currently as we see it, but I don't see it happening. I mean, the government has set up so many things in the way of it. It used to be that people were advised that they could nullify a jury, that if you didn't agree with the law, that the jury, in fact, is judging the law itself. Now, they're advised exactly the opposite, and this woman's being threatened with perjury.
That's right.
I don't think jury nullification is of any use in modern society, in modern America. I think that the only place that you're going to see it is New Hampshire, the free state, after the free staters have arrived. Perhaps you might see it there.
It would be effective there, because then if you got charged with perjury for nullifying a jury, you could have people come in and pass out jury nullification information at your trial. And you could just keep on passing out jury nullification information to all the potential jurors that were attending these trials. It still is there. It still is legal for you to nullify a jury. It's just difficult. Spinning in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're done for tonight. See you tomorrow night. Same time, same place for our Saturday edition. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.